This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop here.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And all the information is right there. If you want to drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And by the way, while you're dropping me an email, just tell me that you want to be in the running for that free DVD Blu-ray of The Young Messiah. We're giving away those absolutely free. All you got to do is just send me in an email and say, hey, Martinez, put me in the hopper. I want to be in the running for those free, one of those free DVD Blu-ray discs of Young Messiah, and we'll get it off your way. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Mr. Scott, did you have a wild weekend? A little basketball, good fun here. San Francisco, Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry and the boys, you know, letting Cleveland know that it's not going to be all that easy just because you have LeBron James on your side, right?
I haven't watched a minute of it.
I have not watched
1 minute of it, and I have no intention to.
Really? You're just in Minnesota? You're going to throw the fit? You're just not going to participate in the NBA this year?
No, it's not that. I just don't have the... I have other things that are pulling me that I'm interested in more right now.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Like Super Tuesday for tomorrow. I mean, that's
no,
just...
not at all. It's weird because I have a sports show, so, you know, I'm looking at the box score and things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I'm not watching.
It's not engaging, huh?
Okay. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sick of hearing about the Warriors. I mean, LeBron is LeBron. Mm-hmm. I like him, but I really don't like the Cavs. So. Mm-hmm. I have no horse in the race.
Okay, well then I understand. So just sit around, eat a churro,
watch
the political fight.
Last night I watched Game of Thrones. So.
Well, you're into the significant stuff, man. That's the way it's supposed to be, I guess. You know, whatever floats your boat. It was so funny because over the weekend, it was Friday. My brother tweets me that my one brother who works at our old high school in Port Hueneme High School. Guess who shows up there? The one and only Hillary Clinton. She's there in our old gymnasium, man, where I had the assist record for basketball, man, as a point guard there. Anyway, she shows up there, and my brother ends up in a photo op. I said, I hope you didn't tell him that your brother is a national conservative talk show host. And he goes, no, I didn't say that to her. I said, okay. He said, but he wasn't sure. He says, you know, how he should get up alongside her, you know, if there should be any touching and all that. And she said, hey, she threw her arm around him. He goes, hey, why not? So he just hugged her back. They'd got the photo op. And so he was excited. So I guess another thrill up somebody's leg just for the sake of it all. Why not, him?
Well, I assume that if I may not like Obama as a president, but I assume if I meet him, I'll be pretty excited.
Well, yeah, you'll want to take a picture with him. Why not? I mean, you know, who knows? It might lead to a beer. Hey, at Face the Nation over the weekend, Susan Page, of course, she's the Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today, you know, cited Clinton. You know, here she's supposed to give a foreign policy speech, and she goes on a rant about Trump. What was all that about?
Well, here, take a listen.
Okay.
Strange world.
So pity the voter.
That's right.
Pity Americans. You've got he's saying she should go to jail for stupidity, which is a hard standard. That's a too low bar.
Right. It's fair to say he does also the classification.
And she says he's unstable, and she'd leave it to the psychiatrist to talk about why he's so drawn to tyrants. And one thing he said in your interview I thought was interesting. He said she was supposed to give a foreign policy speech, and she gave a Trump speech. And that is true. Mm-hmm. She gave a speech that was really devoted to savaging Trump in a really effective way. But are we going to have a campaign that turns totally on the other person is even more unacceptable than I am with no serious discussion about some of the big challenges that are in America's own lives?
I think.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think that's the way it's going, is that, why talk about policy and the important things? We're just going to talk about the other person's character when there's plenty to talk about on both sides these days. This is Bill Martinez. We've got the one and only Liz Peek coming up in just a moment. Stay with us, America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's me and you kind of thing. Okay, after all, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. We got the very government that we deserve because we get to vote them in. Yes, there are some nuances to all this, I understand. But the fact of the matter is that, look it. Again, I'm back in the East from crisscrossing the United States and talking to people. And it is consistent. You know, there is a growing concern across this country that we are losing our liberty. We're losing grip of this incredible republic that belongs to us and that it is our responsibility to care for. And we have fallen short, and here we find ourselves in the situation that we are today. And I'm sure Liz Peek would agree with us. She is a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as top-ranked research analyst. Liz, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Doing terrific. I'm back in the East Coast after traveling west all the way to Hawaii and back. And as I was just relating to the audience, everywhere I go, there is this fear in the eyes of many Americans that we're losing grip of this great republic that we have right now. And here we've got one Hillary Clinton and one Donald J. Trump. And most people will agree, it's not necessarily their choice, but I'm saying, hey, it's too late. This is the choice we have, right?
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, my stance on Trump, and I think you and I have discussed this in the past, is no, he is not a perfect candidate. And yes, there are many things about him that I would like to change or whatever, but that's who we've got. And mm-hmm. if you don't think that a Hillary Clinton presidency and the prospect of four more years of Obama policies is really right for this nation, you have to try and figure out how to get behind Trump. And I must say I'm disconsolate about the far right and their ongoing battle, the Never Trump group, the Bill Kristol National Review group, because, you know, there's a sort of opposing his presidency as opposed to working with him, trying to get him on board some of the policies and positions that are important to them. Because we know that Donald Trump has a lot of blanks in his resume and he's sort of a blank slate overall in terms of policy with very few exceptions. And I think that, you know, clearly the Paul Ryans and the other people who are trying to formulate GOP policy could be working with him and saying, you know, here's what we think about tax policy. Here's what we think is a good anti-poverty drive. And this, we're really at a juncture right now, I think, where Donald Trump really needs to say, okay, I am the presumptive Republican nominee. I'm going to take this seriously. I'm going to stop all these sideshows that get me into trouble. I'm going to talk about jobs and the economy.
Exactly.
And trade pacts and things that are popular with the majority of Americans. And I honestly believe he can do that. I mean, look at the jobs report on Friday. Instead of talking about that all weekend, what did we have? We had this sideshow about a judge of Mexican descent and whether or not he can be impartial in a lawsuit against Donald Trump. I mean, I actually think Donald Trump's probably right. There probably is some underlying bias in this guy's view of Donald Trump, but that's not what he should have been talking about on Meet the Press and
Exactly.
Face the Nation, right?
Right. Exactly. And those things are a little bit, I find them to be awkward, even when he expresses it, because he sounds so virulent and emotional, and it moves him further away from this presidential idea. And I know it drives him nuts. You know, he's hearing from everybody, including his wife. Maybe it's time to be a little bit more presidential, as you say perfectly, that he is the presumptive nominee. Then be it deal with those things that are absolutely in your wheelhouse, that are easy for you. Punching back at people, they really just don't want to hear this anymore. I mean, Hillary right now is floundering. I mean, here she's supposed to give a speech on foreign policy, and she ends up spending all her time talking about Donald Trump. It's like everybody's off message here.
Well, I think Hillary's speech was exactly what she wanted to do. It certainly was not about foreign policy, but let's not forget, most voters don't vote on foreign policy. And the fact is, Hillary's credentials there are extraordinarily weak. I don't mean that she hasn't been involved. She has quite a lengthy resume. But her accomplishments and her stance on in the important issues of her time in office are pretty questionable, right? So,
exactly.
I mean, any candidate facing off against her is going to have a litany of things, whether it's trying to oust Gaddafi or, you know, the reset button with Russia or all these things that have been talked about. There's a pretty good list of things where she massively screwed up and, frankly, a very, very short list of things she did well. So she didn't really want to talk about foreign policy. She really wanted to go on the offensive against Donald Trump, something she has wanted to do for weeks, and only the tenacity of the Bernie Sanders campaign has been holding her back. She had, I think, a good week, and I think that might have tilted the California primary in her favor. But that does not mean that she should escape criticism or that she is going to beat Donald Trump in November. Again, what makes me crazy is that he got diverted. I mean, here's the thing, actually. A trained politician, a politician who has been out there for a long time on the stump, understands that you talk about what you want to talk about, no matter what the question is. And we all know this, right?
I mean, right, exactly.
Hillary Clinton, someone will say, Hillary Clinton, tell us how it is that your foundation received gifts from Russian state-owned company, and at the same time you delivered uranium rights to that company. And she would say, let me tell you about how I have been fighting for working men and women. That's what you do. You answer what you say, what you want to say, no matter what the question is. And Donald Trump doesn't know that yet. He hasn't practiced that.
It's the art of redirection.
That's exactly right. When John Dickerson says, well, was that a racist comment or something, he should have said, before we talk about that, let's talk about the 58,000 jobs that were created in May and how Obama's policies have led us to 7 years of disappointing job creation, because that is a hot issue. Obama's out there taking a victory lap, boasting about all these consecutive months of job creation. It's true, but nonetheless, the number is not good, and it's below certainly what Bill Clinton created. It's below what Ronald Reagan created, adjusting for population, which I think is a reasonable adjustment. It's not great. So, you know, there's fodder there for a Trump campaign, but he has to focus on it.
Well, Hillary is inches away from the finish line. Certainly California will bring her across the line. I mean, a big day, the final Super Tuesday of this election season, and I think America is just waiting to exhale after all this for just a moment. Liz, what do you think?
Well, I think that's right. I think the question for Hillary is, can she really get the Bernie Sanders supporters in her corner and excite them about her candidacy? And so far, obviously, she's not been able to do that, and she really needs to do that, because that's a big voting block. As we all know, millennials are the same number of millennials as there are boomers. They could certainly swing the election, and if they end up sitting out this race, that's not good news for Hillary Clinton.
No, not at all whatsoever. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. We've got more from Liz coming up after the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Do you know your cataract IQ? Cataracts are one of the most common eye health issues experienced as we age, a condition that clouds the eye's lens, blocking or changing how light passes into the eye. Millions of people over the age of 60 have cataracts, and it is the leading cause of blindness worldwide. To spread awareness about cataracts and importance of understanding treatment options, Alcon has launched the Know Your Cataract IQ campaign. A 2016 survey conducted by Alcon of approximately 1,000 adults age 60 and over who have been diagnosed but not treated for cataracts reported that only 25% of respondents said they have a full understanding of the condition. The results showed that while cataracts are not preventable, nearly half, 45%, of those surveyed did not know whether they are or are not, indicating that there is still a need for patients to talk to their doctor about the condition and best treatment options. To find out your cataract IQ and gain knowledge for you or a loved one, take the quiz at www.cataractiq.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bye.
Well, Liz Pink is with us. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Liz, of course, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, was it any wonder the president was stammering the other day in Indiana? I mean, it was pathetic to hear him talk. I mean, you were wondering, you're going, what happened? Did Hillary's cough kind of rub off on him or something? I mean, I just couldn't believe how off message he got. And of course, he's trying to talk about, you know, how great things have been with America and the economy. And then this jobs report comes out. I mean, maybe somebody whispered in his ear, you know, what the jobs report was going to look like. I mean, yeah. That's why he went into that stammering mode.
So I have lofted the idea, and this is probably fanciful, but it has been lofted before, that actually this was intentional that they had this terrible jobs report. And the reason is this. Janet Yellen, it's no mystery, has been talking more aggressively, as have several other Federal Reserve governors, about raising rates. And in fact, so alarmed is the left of this prospect that the New York Times has devoted two editorials in the last week talking about how, no, really, the economy is weak and there are tens of millions struggling, so we shouldn't raise rates. Why would they do this? Why would they purposely scuttle a rate hike? Because that actually could have torpedoed the economy just in time for the November election. A lot of people think that it is premature to raise rates, but the market was beginning to factor in a hike. As we know, Janet Yellen has done this stutter step before and backed away. We also know that Obama, back in April, called her to an emergency meeting at the White House when she began talking about how strong the jobs market had become, which is kind of a signal, hint, that she's thinking about it. This is complete anathema to the left, because Hillary Clinton has one thing to run on, really, and that is Obama having created jobs for many consecutive months. And better to take a hit now, and by the way, the odds of a rate hike now are exactly zero, and, you know, next month they can revise the numbers back up, whatever. And the only reason this even is plausible is that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has a lot of discretion about how they report jobs. And there's an economist, I mean, a columnist with the New York Post who's really made a career out of talking about this, but they add in all these estimates. There's wide variability in the actual numbers. So it's not inconceivable. And remember, back in 2012, in October, all of a sudden, out of the blue, there was a big dip in the unemployment rate, and they reported that there were 859,000 people had suddenly found jobs, the biggest number in 9 years.
Right.
It was such a ridiculous report that, remember, Jack Welch went off on Twitter saying, are you kidding me? These Chicago guys will stop at nothing.
Right.
So I know it sounds far-fetched, but you know what? I'm not positive that this wasn't entirely intentional.
Well,
but
Liz, okay, go
to
ahead.
To get to your point, this is clearly the pivotal issue of this and every campaign, is the economy. Forget foreign affairs. Americans could care less, really, about foreign affairs. What they care about is their wages and their job prospects. And I thought this, if this turns out to be more than a one-month blip, and I will guarantee you next month we see a bounce back, because that's the way they want it to go, there will be, if we have a slowdown, that's going to be incredibly difficult for Hillary Clinton, because she is now all in on on Obama policies. Whereas
exactly.
in 2012, or excuse me, in 2014, she really divorced herself from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. All her eggs are in that basket.
Yep.
And the thing is, it's amazing to me, as big a hit as blacks and Hispanic have taken under this economy. I don't know how they support the Democratic Party.
I totally agree with you. It drives me crazy every day, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And because, particularly with blacks, black educational gains have been non-existent. Wages are they've lost ground compared to whites. Jobs, their unemployment rates are still way too high. And yet, I think it's 96% are supporting Clinton. It's staggering, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing. And then there's this recent study, Liz, I don't know if you saw it, by, what is it, the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. breaking down these governorships. And here it is. Four, the top five financially solvent states happen to be run by Republicans. Four of the bottom five are run by Democrats. I mean, the empirical evidence is so solid. It's like, wait a minute, how can people back the Democrats and their policies when, in each of the individual labs across this country, it's demonstrating time and again their policies have not worked?
I would agree with you 100%. And that's why I think there are two messages that I would really like to see Donald Trump zero in on. One is the federal government is so chaotic, it's so large, it's so inefficient that he should really talk about sending power back to the states. That is not a Donald Trump kind of easy quip, it's not a soundbite. But the truth is most Americans are not enamored of the federal government. And when you start, and by the way, I wrote a piece about this, and Donald Trump actually talked about it in his Sacramento speech. He quoted it because I think it is an issue that he can use. In other words, the fact that people are missing airplane flights because the TSA can't get their job done, the fact that veterans are not getting the care they need, you start going through all these different categories of federal agencies sort of just floundering, and Trump can talk about making it better, making it more efficient, et cetera, and people credit him with that. They think that he can manage, whereas
exactly.
No one thinks Obama is a good manager.
Right.
And I think that is a policy issue that really could resonate with voters, make our lives better again. And by the way, I totally agree with you referencing that the governor, there's a reason why there are 31 Republican governors, and that one after the other, these states have, brought in Republican fixers because the numbers are not working under Democrats. They give away too much money to public employee unions. They buy votes in ways that, by the way, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are still trying to do.
Exactly.
And most sensible people get it when it actually is local and they can see this happening. That's when they turn to Republicans. And, I think that message has to be carried sort of to the national stage as well.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised that it hasn't quite translated yet because you're going, wait a minute, this is way too obvious. We got about a couple of minutes left here, Liz. I just want to get your comments. Of course, this thing that hit over the weekend is the Secret Service agent exposing the real Hillary, quote unquote, as this book drama gets ready to hit the campaign. And, of course, next month, you've got the Clinton Cash movie that's going to be addressing the Clinton Foundation big time. But, it's already been, according to the polling, 71% of Dems say even if she gets indicted, they're still going to vote for her.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, people scoffed when Trump said I could shoot someone in the street and they'd still vote for me. The same thing is true of Hillary Clinton. These people are zealots. They have been confronted for decades, literally, about Hillary misdeeds and activities that are dishonest and in some cases possibly criminal, and it doesn't deter them at all. So I do think if there is some report out of the FBI that shows that she is guilty of obstruction of justice, for example, I really don't see how she can continue to be the Democrat nominee. But, with that kind of support, maybe they'll just decide they'll ride it out.
Well, it's almost, they're so far along. I mean, what do they do, Liz? I mean, what if? I mean, there's a lot of what ifs here. You know, what if Hillary loses California? She's still going to get her delegates. I mean, she'll be over the line there. It's not a problem. But, but even still, what if? And what if is she, she's indicted? There's a lot of possibilities, no doubt.
Well, I think that's right. And let's just, see where this goes.
Exactly.
And, there's been a lot of chatter about how Obama's going to pardon her and then he'll put
exactly.
He'll lock foot.
Well, Liz, we're all out of time. Sorry, Liz. Liz Peek, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Liz.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members.
so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you, America, just the way you like it. Why not the way it should be? This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, Bill Martinez Live, that's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, hey, it's a good time to do it. And while you're dropping me an email, say, Martinez, make sure you count me in. I want that. I want a shot at that free DVD Blu-ray of The Young Messiah. And we'll get it off to you. Just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. By all means, also, make sure that you do include your address, your physical address. Okay, we're going to think positive, and hopefully we can, you know, be sending you a DVD, a Blu-ray of The Young Messiah. Why not? Well, a lot, obviously, is going on right here. We got Gabby Maranjiello going to be on here in just a moment, a political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Talk about Super Tuesday tomorrow. A lot up for grabs. Why not? I mean, you know, with everything going on, you got North Dakota with 18 delegates, California 475 whopping delegates, Montana 21 delegates, New Jersey 126 delegates, New Mexico 34 delegates, South Dakota 20 delegates, and of course, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, you got Bernie Sanders with 1,520 pledged delegates, 46 super delegates. Hillary Clinton with 1,809 pledged and 548 superdelegates. I mean, with what happened over the weekend, what is she, about 50 or so delegates away? I mean, she's just, I mean, even if she does not win California, I mean, it'll just be one of those things where, you know, I mean, it's a tight race. There's no doubt with what's happening. In fact, when I was in California, kind of amazing with the candidates, you know, both Hillary Clinton there in California, and of course, it's such a big enough state they can handle all three of them without a doubt. So, you know, of course, tomorrow will be the day, and then you know, we can, all of us across the country can exhale a little bit as we get ready for the two big events. We're talking about the national conventions for the Republican and Democratic Party, respectively. And then we're into general campaign mode where there's going to be billions of dollars spent. I mean, we talked, you know, $2 billion per candidate, you know, for this, you know, for this election cycle. I mean, it is just incredible how expensive it has become. And I agree with Bernie Sanders in that regard, is that there's a lot of money. But look at, you know, ever since Citizens United and big corporations and all these PACs getting involved, I mean, the amount of money that is influencing, you know, the elections of this country, and dare I say, just, you know, and there's still suspicions and, you know, and people are investigating how much outside money and outside, you know, which is supposedly against the law. But, hey, why should we let the law, you know, slow that process down when we're talking about a lot of money? Of course, more of that will be revealed in the coming months, next month especially. I think it's going to be, if for those of you who have not read Peter Schweitzer's book on the Clinton cash, the movie will come out next month, which relies heavily on this book. It's going to be provocative, but, you know, I think for people that do not understand Hillary and already kind of, you know, are against her, this movie is just going to seal the deal even that much further, just like Benghazi for the few people that saw, you know, 13 hours, which was surprising. I got to tell you, I thought there was going to be more outrage, you know, over that movie because it does not bode well, in my opinion. It did not bode well, you know, when you look at it just from the perspective of, you know, particularly these four men, you know, Tonto and them and Oz and the two others, you know, that were there, and they're giving eyewitness reports of what happened versus, you know, what is being put out there and supported, you know, by the mainstream media, sadly. So there is quite a conflict in understanding, you know, what was reality there in Benghazi. It's just incredible. But, you know, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that more Americans did not take that into account. You know, that here it is. We had a Secretary of State that got a 3 o'clock in the morning phone call, a 3 o'clock in the morning phone call that she said Barack Obama would not answer. And it seems like she was right. And Barack Obama didn't answer the phone, and she didn't answer the phone either. And, you know, and here it is, you know, most of America, I mean, it's an incredible number of Americans are willing to give her a pass on that. And I just, I don't understand it. But anyway, and then you're going to see what happens with the Clinton Foundation and how that's exposed. Again, if you have not written, if you've not read Peter Schweitzer's book on Clinton cash, then you're not going to necessarily be familiar with it. So this is going to be first time, you know, an eye-opening experience for you. And again, for people that support Hillary, you know, like we were talking with Liz just a moment ago, 71% of Democrats say even if she does get indicted, so what? You know, we're still going to vote for her. And, you know, and this is amazing that our country is at a point where character doesn't count, that it doesn't matter that somebody can, you know, be accused of these things. I mean, the fact that she's even accused of some of the things that that are there is pretty scary. And, you know, when you consider, you go, this could be the next president of the United States, and we're still willing to do this. And, of course, the other thing that's coming out loud and clear and that got a lot of traction this weekend and look for it to even garner more traction is this expose by this Secret Service agent who was right there. He says that it was his job to hide the evidence of Bill's philandering and his adulteries in the White House. And that, you know, the way that Hillary disrespected the agents, that they would just dodge out of the hallways. And, of course, we've heard this said before from other Secret Service agents and books that have been written. But the timing of this one is quite dramatic, that he exposes what he calls the real Hillary. And it's going to be hitting the campaign. And so, you know, Donald Trump's probably cover to cover all over on the, you know, on this book as well, because he's not about to hold back on what this Secret Service agent has to say. He says that they lived in fear. they lived in fear of Hillary. Wow, you know, and you look at Hillary and you go, really? Can she be that scary? I guess. And but he said that, you know, she had one of those Jekyll and Hyde kind of personalities. And the White House staffers just weren't sure what to do. I mean, you talk about, you know, walking on eggshells. I mean, this is your job and you've got this to deal with. And you're walking on eggshells at your job. Not a real, you know, friendly place to go to work and look forward to, I guess. You know, they would call it a bit combative in other terms. But yeah, this is going to be hairy stuff. So we'll see how this plays out from this you know, former Secret Service officer in this new book that is being released. That again, you know, I mean, Ed Klein, who's been on with us many times, has talked about, you know, the erratic behavior and this split personality of one Hillary Clinton, you know, and that, you know, people have said time and again that she's very much a chameleon. Well, I mean, she will play, you know, to who she wants to play to. Scott, what do you think?
We've seen that on the campaign trail. You saw it in her Benghazi hearing.
Mm-hmm.
She went from answering questions to what does it matter?
Yes, right.
And it from if you watch how she was reacting before that point, she was very different. And I mean, even on the campaign, I bet if we go back and look at what she said at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
compared to what she's saying now, I'm guessing it would be more in line with what she thinks people wants to hear.
Well, and the thing, what they're saying is that depending on where she's at, if she's in the South, she goes into the Southern drawl. If she's with blacks, man, she's talking the black talk. You know, that she is very chameleon-like. And some would say, well, that's the nature of being, you know, a politician, is that you've got to adjust, you know, to your audience. But she adjusts to such a point, it's like, will the real Hillary please stand up? I mean, you know, that's, I guess at least from my perspective, that's where I have a hard time. And because of the dubiousness of it all, for me, character does matter. And I want to know I can trust somebody. It is just about 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here are some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We are now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I plumped.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 13 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. The one, the only, yes, our Lucy Curl is with us, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Lauren, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. Whew.
Yeah.
Got a lot on our plate.
Well, I know you always...
spinning tons of plates. I'm with you. You're not alone.
Yeah, I know. It's the season. I mean, and here we are. We're not even at Christmas time. This is, you know, we're looking at Memorial Weekend time. You know, to have time with family. But I always say it's such a hallowed day. And you know, I've been saying year after year. I have a hard time saying Happy Memorial Day because of what it represents. It's such a sacred day. You know, to think about the fallen that have given so much. They've given the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy. And the freedoms I think that many people take for granted. And, you know, to say Happy Memorial Day, it seems somewhat of a non sequitur, if I could say that.
It does. It absolutely does. Our family, we go out to the country and, you know, we just kind of take time to be together and we have a church service and we go out and put flowers on everyone's graves and, you know, try to just remember them in a positive way. And, you know, those that have gone before us to glory, I mean, they're really the ones that are blessed, and one day we're going to see that. But while we're here, it's so painful. It's painful, and a lot of you on Memorial Day are missing loved ones. You're missing sons. You're missing dads, grandfathers. Our family has so many stories to tell. I have an uncle that was on the death march on Bataan, the 1,000-mile march.
Mm.
He passed away several years ago, and we'll sit around and talk about that. And I have another uncle that was in Pearl Harbor when it happened. He was on the boat next to the one that flipped over. I think he was on the Tennessee and wasn't it the Arizona that flipped over, but he would tell us about going down, diving down and trying to save their friends, and they could hear them knocking, and we would be sitting at his feet, you know, with bated breath for every word because he was there. So, you know, those are my family members that, I mean, there are people that these families are losing their lives right now, and we're definitely thinking about you and praying for you. And you're right. I think we just don't think about it that way like we should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's,
you know,
we don't think it's
Memorial Day, you know, like that.
Right. Yeah, and we need to, because we need to understand that freedom is not free. it comes with a cost, and there have been many before us and many currently that are paying that ultimate price, and some that, you know, not to be lessened, you know, there are people that did not die, you know, but, you know, like I was, you know, we interviewed Clinton Romichet, one of the most recent Medal of Honor recipients, and his story, I mean, he was shot up. I mean, they lost 8 people there in the Battle of Camp Keating. And, you know, to read his story, Red Platoon, I mean, you know, it's, in a way, it's kind of like sitting at your, you were saying your grandfather's feet, you know, listening to the story. Was it your grandfather or your uncle?
My uncle. Uncle Sam.
Yeah, your uncle's feet. Yeah, I mean, you know, like sitting at that Uncle Sam's feet, hearing the stories. I mean, to read what, you know, Clinton had gone through and what his platoon went through, I mean, against all odds, I mean, they were outnumbered 5-1, Lauren. 5-1, and they survived. I mean, it was amazing. It was like a 12-13-hour firefight, and they had limited ammunition and that, and they were able to, you know, able to survive, and in large measure, because of his bravery, the bravery of other men, his gifting and talent to be able to strategize and see a broader picture that... you know, caused him to do an act to save a lot of people. And, you know, so you remember, you know, you remember these stories. I'm sure Clinton is remembering his fallen soldiers and comrades that were lost on that day. And you can't help but read that book and you see these people and you go, wow. And so to say, just to say, yeah, but, you know, to say thank you. I mean, it just seems like there's
thank
just
you.
So much more that we owe, you know, we owe to these people, these families who have given up so much. And to me, I believe what is part of their legacy is for us to continue to, you know, fight the good fight for this great American experiment that we've been blessed with.
One of our close friends is Smitty Harris. I don't know if you all have heard of the Smitty Harris tap code, but Lyle Harris was a close friend growing up, and he had never met his dad because his dad was a prisoner of war, and he went to war like 6 months before Lyle was born. And Lyle got to meet his dad when we were 8 years old for the first time because he was rescued. And they had the Smitty Harris tap code to be able to communicate with one another. And it's a tremendous story in itself. And I didn't really understand what a lot of them went through after the Vietnam War. And I saw Born on the 4th of July years ago, and I saw Smitty Harris out eating one night. And I said, I have to tell you, I never knew what you all went through. When we had a conversation, he had tears flowing down his face decades later, still to this day, for what he went through. And I said, I just want to tell you how much I'm thankful for you and your courage, because them being able to stay in touch with each other cell to cell with the tap code kept them sane, you know, because they didn't want to talk, but they could communicate through tapping to one another. And I know that all of us have these stories, and it's important to tell them so we have a moment to go, wow, I don't need to take our freedom for granted and the country that we live in for granted. And you know, like you said, we do often. I know I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's hard not to, but you know, this is why a day like Memorial Day is so important, because it forces us to draw a pause on this. You know, the people that started Memorial Day, they did it for all the right reasons, because they knew there was something profound that we needed to do. I mean, oftentimes, Lauren, in the Bible, I think 250 times the Bible says remember. 250 times it tells us to remember. I mean, it's because we're all knuckleheads and we forget. And so we need to be mindful of that. So this is a time and season for us to remember, you know, the great things, especially when America's exceptionalism, America's rich history is being challenged, you know, to the point that we think we need to apologize for everything or think that we're less than. Certainly, we're human beings, but I think we're the part of the human experiment, part of not human experiment, but the human expression that has done extraordinary things because we've believed in God and we looked outside of ourselves. I mean, if we're guilty, that's what we're guilty of. Yes, maybe we have done some extraordinary things, But I think it's representative of what the Word God says. And it says, if he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. You know, this country was founded on godly principles. Our founding fathers knew their God. They did extraordinary things. They go back and they go, wow, what a miracle. We should not have been able to fight for this country with a ragtag bunch of farmers against the number one fighting force in the world at the time. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, especially kids this day and age, because America has become so safe, and that was even my generation, because these people went on the front lines and fought for us so we could have this really sweet, cushy, nice life. I'm not saying that we don't deal with things day in and day out, but for the most part, if we went to other countries and saw how they lived, we would stop and go, wow. And that happened to me. I mean, I was in Nepal, a third world country, for 6 weeks total, and to see the joy that those people had, not even having anything. And, you know, we would talk to them about the Lord, because most of them were Hindu or Buddhist, and they would be so intrigued. You know, I mean, it really kind of made me think differently than I had ever thought before about the great life that I've had. And I remember when I first got home, I just wanted to kiss the ground. I was so thankful to be home, because, I mean, their trash collectors went on strike while we were there, and they didn't pick up the trash anyway. Even though they were on strike, and now they really didn't.
And
we
take really
things for granted, you know, like having trash picked up every day, or, you know, having neighbors, or having a nice job, and being thankful for whatever that job is. But it seems like we have a propensity to always want more, always want greater, and not finding contentment in the beautiful things we've been given. And I know I need to check my heart about that, too.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I mean, that's part of the human experiment, Laura, and I keep saying experiment, but I mean experience, that we go through. We are human beings. We're limited. This is why, you know, I think I've related to you and Robin before. I find myself being a but God Christian. You know, people go, but God, what do you mean? And I, throughout the Bible, it's always, here's this bad news and this bad perspective that we have as human beings. And there's always that transitionary phase that comes in, but God, you know, but for God. You look at God and get his perspective. You identify what God has in mind, and things change. And this is what this country has done repeatedly, is we've been open to that. And if there was ever a time that America needed to be, a but-God adjustment, it is now to be able to say, yes. I mean, you look at this country, and I'm hearing this, you know, we've been in Maui, Hawaii, and from coast to coast, people are fearful. I see it in their eyes that we're losing a grip of this great republic. And I'm saying, okay, but God, what's God's perspective on America? What does God have planned for America in the 21st century for a time such as this? That's what we need to get connected with.
And make sure that we're not being so religious that we're not doing any earthly good. Because that's the thing about Jesus, when he was walking, you know what? He related and he engaged and he was so wise. And I think we need to make sure that's not happening. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly.
You all feel the same way?
Absolutely. I feel exactly the same way. That's great. Well, all the best. Have a Memorial Weekend, a special one with the family, and we'll draw a pause. We will pray. We will be thankful for those that have paid the ultimate price, for the families that have holes in their hearts still for the loss that they've suffered. We owe them. We owe them so much. I don't know that we could ever repay that debt, Lauren. Lauren Seward Kitchens has been with us, National Radio Personality College professor, motivational speaker, the Lucy Girl on Bill Martinez Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.